When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And despite Shindaddy not being here in studio today for some reason.
Not in studio
I'm
today.
I'm sure he still has something going on.
He's probably somewhere. We'll look around, see if we can find him.
Yeah, what's going on with that, Ben? What's happening today in Creighton?
Big day for him, David. It's just so simple. And we went back in time. Schindler got a couple thousand of these delivered yesterday like that. So you come in this morning, you get your coffee. It's Hostess Pie Day.
Oh, it's not.
Hostess Pie Day. Remember the Hostess pies?
Yeah, I mean, when you do the Hostess,
I know they still exist, but it was special. It was different during me and Steve's era. That was just the Hostess Pie Day was such a big. It was such a big event.
This is beautiful.
The apple. So you come in and get a cup of coffee, and they're all stacked up: apple, cherry, everyone,
blueberry.
Blueberries there, and remember, they would always sneak this one in. The chocolate pie.
Oh, God.
It was just pudding.
That's right.
Just pudding in a pie.
Oh, this we could do a whole rest of the hour.
It's Hostess Pie Day. So Schindler got a hold of 2,000 of them.
2,000
And they're all
pies.
Lined up. You come in, get your coffee out before you make, hey, you want something like that? Yeah, head over to the pie rack. And you have a rack of them set up right there.
I wonder, do they even have them anymore?
I think they still do. I don't know it would be the same. I can taste the crust right now.
I can't too.
I could taste the crust
I can't
right
it's
now.
It's almost a whole meal.
It was
in your lunch,
yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Mom, thank you.
If you got that one, you hit a home run.
They're dense.
Exactly.
There's a density, right?
If they're available now, they won't be the same. They won't be near as big.
I don't know.
They won't be the same size. Nothing's the same size.
No.
Big Macs are a quarter of the size of what they used to be. You just get a Big Mac.
You hit me hard with this one. Because I love those pies.
Oh, that was just a staple. That was one of the one things if you went into a / gas station or different places. Back in our day, it wasn't like it was today. No, you might be able to get a soda, a salted nut roll, a Twin Bing, and you might have a chance to get a Hostess pie.
Oh, God.
But they were in your lunch. Man, if you went on your school field trip and stuff, the pie was there.
Yeah.
The pie was there. And it was a treat, too.
I think most people would associate this with the cherry pie.
I think the apple would lead,
but
I would think the apple would lead.
Okay.
That was what I would go with, I guess.
Okay, I went with cherry.
And then I would do the chocolate one. The chocolate was sneaky. Sneaky good.
For me, it was either cherry or blueberry, and I'd almost save blueberry for special occasion.
Jake, do you even know what these are?
I think so.
If I saw a picture, it would help out.
They're about this big, and you see the wrapper. I can taste them.
They're dense. The key is density.
Yes.
They're strangely dense.
Is there anything from the text line, Jake?
On the Hostess pies?
Yes. I know this isn't our normal text
Someone
line conversation.
Someone says apple for the win, Bill, on that.
Okay, I guess. Yeah. I wasn't big apple. Nothing.
Sioux City has the Hostess bakery store, apparently, on Gordon Drive.
I bet you could go to Sioux City.
If someone's in Sioux City, please get a couple and send them to us.
If you don't mind, box them up.
We'd love to have them. Anyway, that's what's going on today at Midwest Bank.
What a day.
Well, thanks, my God. Thanks for that for Shindaddy. He's delivering the goods today up in Midwest Bank in Creighton.
That's a great one. 2,000 of them.
2,000.
Just stacked.
Stacked. He'll get rid of all of them today.
Does he have two? I mean, if I went up there, could I say, Shindy, can I have a blueberry and a cherry?
What he said was just be cool. Yeah. Don't ask. Don't make a big deal. But if you have to grab one and cuff one, go ahead. Right. Yeah, it's okay. He's not going to say a word if you take two.
I don't even know if I would.
He's a good guy.
I don't know if I would.
I think it'd be okay.
Okay.
464-5685, call or text as always. Saw this yesterday morning.
Oh, this is interesting.
This is good.
Pete Thamel of ESPN had an interesting report
Yes. About a stadium. Not this is not like, you know, big news about an injury. It's about a stadium and its rights going to Pitbull. So we learned last segment that Sip wants his rap name to be Sip Bowl.
Yes.
In honor of Pitbull.
Yes, Sip
Bowl. Per Pete Thamel, the Florida International Board of Trustees voted Tuesday to approve a 5-year deal to give the name Pitbull Stadium to what's currently known as FIU Stadium. Pitbull, the rapper, will pay the school $1.2 million per year for 5 years, according to documents that were tied to the vote. He's also known, obviously, as the Mr. 305 Pitbull, but he's going to have Pitbull Stadium for at least 5 years. 5 years.
So, yeah, this is amazing. North Texas is in town. Pitbull in the house. It's very odd. Like he gets 10 days.
10 days
per year.
A suite, right? 2 suites.
I guess. I mean, when I read it, I think I would like to see it just be like Pitbull just driving up in his Honda Accord. This is one of my days. I'm just gonna work out in the stadium today. I'm gonna run it.
I just love to see him just up, you know, hosting a bunch of people in his suite. For the North Texas game.
Middle Tennessee's Middle in town. Pitbull in the house.
Yes.
Maine's in town. There's a crowd of 7,000 here, but Pitbull is here.
It's
loud in the suite.
As you said, Pitbull will get used to the stadium 10 days per year throughout the term of the deal, and the vodka company he owns will be the preferred brand distributed inside the stadium.
Get yourself a vodka martini and get some Pitbull. Well, there's a couple things here now.
What?
This is the way the world it will be now.
Why?
And so this will happen everywhere.
It will.
And
I don't know.
There will be athletic departments. The athletic departments. The athletic director of Arizona. They actually asked him because of they were so far in debt with the misplaced money. And they asked him about would you ever go to an outside source? And he goes, it's on the table.
Celine Dion Stadium. Yeah.
It's on the table. Just if you just think, here's the situation, but he doesn't understand before it comes. Oh man, no chance, whatever. Every avenue of cash has to be pursued.
Line items.
Revenue is going to be chased everywhere.
Yeah, there's a lot of new line items.
You lost $22 million out of your budget. It's going to go to players now.
Yeah.
And then you have right now the revenue is not just rolling in. And so that's how let's just say you want to get the stadium project done at some point in time.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it happens.
Yeah, stuff like this.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen everywhere.
It's really interesting. This is really interesting. Mm-hmm. Pitbull. I don't know. I mean, it has to be appropriate. Like it would have to be appropriate for a blue blood school like Nebraska. I don't even know if there's an entertainer that I don't know who that would be.
But if someone steps up,
it wouldn't be Pitbull.
Say, hey, we put our name on this.
But in Miami,
we'll give you $25 million a year.
Okay,
that type. It won't be $1 million. No one's doing a deal for $1 million at other schools.
No,
but there could be not power four schools, in my opinion. But there's going to be a lot of things that's going to take. Or if it's just think of it, if it's a distinguished, if I can talk, alumni,
mm-hmm. could be
and,
that.
And there's someone that's like, you know, all of a sudden it's like, yes, I'm going to be involved with this. How would
Pitbull,
that be?
I don't think he's not a distinguished alumni of Florida International. This works in Miami, of Miami.
There'll be more this year. I'd be shocked if there's not more this year.
An entertainer.
Entertainer, it's going to happen.
I liked one of the quotes that Pitbull had yesterday regarding
to hear this.
He says, quote, what we're doing here is groundbreaking. We're making history.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is history in the making. You're going to see that every other university is going to want to do the same thing. But the difference is we don't do this for propaganda. We do it from the heart. We do it because it's meaningful. We do it because I'm from the crib. I am 305. I'm from the bottom. This is my backyard.
He calls himself Mr. 305, yeah. Which is pretty ostentatious. Yeah. But it's cool. And I do respect Pitbull. I do. Yeah. He's an incredible entertainer.
Now, we have a lot of people just texted in the same person here from Nebraska.
Yeah, who is it?
Larry the Cable Guy Stadium.
It'd be incredible.
That'd be awesome.
It'd be great. Larry the Cable Guy. That'd be awesome.
He has a suite. You know, give him a second suite for his deal here.
In between quarters, he does a stand-up for about a minute.
Who says no?
Who says no to that?
Come on. Come on, Sip.
What do you call the stadium?
Larry, do this. This would be incredible. The Cable Guy Stadium.
The Cable. Yes. I don't know.
Oh, that would. But it's going to happen.
Pitbull paid how much? $1.2 million a year?
$6 million total over 5 years. So $1.2 million a year for 5 years.
This is Mike McIntyre as the head coach, and he has been creative. He has to be creative. It'd be good if he'd win some games. I mean, that would help. They haven't won a lot of games under McIntyre. What's his record, Jake?
I don't know, but I know someone says regarding a name, if Larry the Cable Guy took over, the Gator Dunn Stadium. That's his phrase. Gator Dunn Stadium. Come on.
Let's play that over the loudspeaker.
Let's go to Gator Dunn Stadium.
On third and short.
Gator Dunn.
That would be
we're
so good.
We're on to something here.
We're on to something big time.
Or
this is going to happen.
Opponent third and short. You could do that. Get her done.
It would be incredible.
I like this idea.
This is set up for success. Larry, make this happen. Yeah, I mean,
he would be the one, right? He would be the one.
How do we get a hold of Dannon? What do we do?
Well, it wouldn't be hard to get a hold of Dannon.
Let's send an email. We can do that,
right?
We have an idea, Troy.
This is a moneymaker.
It could be a moneymaker.
Odd. This would be incredible. Thank you.
McIntyre is 8-16 in two seasons.
Need a little bit of a heater.
Eight and 16 in two seasons. He's got to do better.
We had someone suggest Shindaddy Stadium on the text line.
Shindaddy.
Okay.
Wouldn't be bad. He'd be top three.
Yeah, he would be.
He would be top three.
They're the cable guy, Shindaddy, and I don't know, Warren Buffett maybe. Is that the list there?
Shindaddy kind of qualifies as an entertainer. Buffett doesn't. I mean, if we're talking about entertainers, I'm Larry the Cable Guy is the first guy that comes to mind, but wouldn't there be a singer that comes to mind?
From Nebraska?
It doesn't have to be from Nebraska.
Why wouldn't it be, though?
It doesn't have to be, but no. I don't think it could be a connection.
Yeah. I don't know who that would be. Like, what if Willie Nelson just decided, you know what? I'm going to take an active interest in Nebraska football.
When you have such ridiculous money, why would you not be looking? If you're Amazon, is it Bezos? Is that right?
Yeah, Bezos. Yeah.
Why would you not be going, I'm going to get involved in this?
Is it Bezos?
Yeah. I want to get involved in this.
Well, you know what? It probably could happen.
I'm worth, bunch of billions.
Yeah.
I'm going to get involved in this.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a stadium. I'm going to do this. Have some fun.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm not making fun of this at all with Pitbull. I applaud it. It's a great idea. He's iconic in that area. Iconic. I mean, and he's legit too. I mean, I can't say that I own Pitbull music, but I get it. What's his songs, Jake? Give me two. Come on.
Don't Stop the Party. Yeah.
Don't Stop the Party.
There you go.
You got it.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. What else?
Mr. Worldwide.
I don't know that one. Can you do that one? I don't know that one.
Ben, can you sing it?
Well, he collaborates with people on a song. It's not always just him. It's Pitbull.
Fireball. Big one.
Yeah, that's right. Fireball, yeah.
Good job. Yeah. That's genius. That song is genius.
Fireball. Yeah.
I mean,
that's kind of fun. That song would be played on third down.
Oh God, it should Fireball. It should be played at some point.
Yes.
No, Fireball's a genius party song. Genius.
Bud Crawford Stadium. He's not a singer.
It could be anybody. It doesn't have to be an entertainer.
It could be Bud Crawford Stadium, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's really got to be big. It's got the person's got to be huge.
Someone's got to throw down like $100 million. in right. Nebraska. It'd be like right. $100 million to build a good. And I don't think that. And once you said that, you kind of because right away the first thing you say is, "Well, we don't want to do that here." Well, traditions are changing, and you have to have you have to have revenue. You have to have. Don't
I
think,
know, Bill? But you can't. You just can't make a mockery of it.
No, I agree with that. I agree, but don't tell me it won't be looked at.
No, it will be.
At first, remember like that. Remember the first kind of the what? What? FedEx Orange Bowl?
Right.
Like that, the Tostitos Bowl?
Yeah, that was just part of it.
They have a sponsor now because now they need more money. And so they're putting a name to it. Mm-hmm. This will happen. This will happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen in Nebraska, but there'll be people right now. If you think right now that you're sitting there and it's like Purdue and Indiana, that they're going like, that's dumb. We're not doing that. Mm-hmm. Right now they're thinking like, who do we know?
Right.
Who do we know?
But what I'm saying, Bill, is there some schools that could pull it off more easily because they don't have, I mean, the Big Ten's pretty stuffy and it should be. Like, you just don't attach something to Michigan lightly.
Agreed. Right. No.
Oh, you could attach something to North Texas more lightly, right?
Yes. Well, yeah, the non-Power Four schools, you could see that like this. But it would be something where I could see Purdue and Indiana talking about it, but still it would not be as...
But not Michigan, Ohio State.
It'd be more surprising if they did this compared to Group of Five.
Wouldn't it be really weird if Ohio State said, okay, Beyonce is going to be our sponsor?
And there'd be pushback, but at some point in time, they're also at that revenue.
Oh, I know. You're right.
Ohio State did the same thing Nebraska did. They took revenue to come watch practice. It's not like, no, we don't need any money. We're good.
No, it's an interesting conversation because you don't know to what level someone will go to compromise themselves, you know? And that's what, like, this is not. I mean, Pitbull's gigantic. Florida International's not, you know, it's not, they don't draw much. It's not a very, it's only a program.
We're talking about them now.
Yeah, and it's only been around for 20 years at this level. So it's a different conversation. It's a much different conversation than Nebraska or Alabama.
100.
Or Alabama.
Just got a text about, how about the three-legged stool stadium?
that would severely compromise.
I would consider, but not until they put in the plexiglass.
Right.
And we
push that button. That's the only way.
Simple says, you know, it's not that bad. They can do it for like $30 million. It says right.
That was like 1994
article on the Mile High Stadium.
I'll be damned. You could do this. It's
this is not that much. Hang on.
It's affordable.
That's 94. That's 30.
Sorry.
30 years ago.
That was for the Astrodome.
That was for the Astrodome.
A little different now. Oh. Before we get to break, quick plug for our friends at Trados. Grain marketing is not easy, but it can be easy if you give them a chance at Trados. Adam Mickus and the squad, they'll take care of you, Bill.
Well, like you said, the preparation and if you do, what do we all do on the show each day? We do some sort of research. We do some. We go back and track things. You have to do that, and you also have to lean on people that have better knowledge than you. That's why that's intelligence. It's what it is. Highly the one that just goes, I got it. I got everything. The super intelligent people are always leaning on the right people and talking to the right people. That's why we have Team Trados. That's what they're doing. Free consultation. You'd be idiotic not to sit down with them as a farmer and figure out, pick their brain and what they're doing and see how they can help you. And it's free. And guess what? It might make you a lot more cash.
That's what everybody's about.
Simply said, just like that. Go Trados.com. GOTREDAS.com. Check that out today. When we come back, Bill's Thrills on Early Break on the Ticket.
Good tease.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.